great-great-grandmother, two greats, on my daddy's side. She was cool as a Choctaw. They've got old pictures of her. And I don't know, I think a Choctaw Indian wasn't too much of a round-faced Indian. You know, most Indians, pictures that you think of in your mind, you say, well, you know, of the face of an Indian, you know, most of them look round, you know, round-faced, oval-shaped face.
What about there?
But the Choctaw Indian, you know, was kind of a, their face wasn't oval like maybe Apache or something like that.
Yeah.
I just wanted to bring it up.
It's extremely, it's a shame how little most Americans know about Indians. I know terribly little about them.
Yeah.
But I went over to Roar, where you mentioned that mound was.
Mm-hmm.
I saw that farmer's house that he built on the mound.
Did you talk to him?
No, I didn't talk with him. I just went by it. I saw it outside of Roar. And that was where your father was born, you tell me. Where, you mentioned the White Hill and Bailey Lake Bottoms. Where are they?
That is northeast of Arkansas City.
Yeah.
And it's just... it might be a half a mile from the levee, northeast of town.
Okay.
And those bottoms, at one time, none of that ground over there was cleaned up, and those bottoms over there are now farmland. I mean, they've been drained back to the river, you know, and it's all in cultivation.
Yeah. What about a place where you have a little kind of a rise in the land, you call that a ridge, right? Something higher than a ridge would be a...
hill.
Hill.
Like a, I don't know, hill and ridge is the same thing. You know, a hill, and what my way of thinking is a kind of a knob, you know, sticking up, you know, around a hill would be.
Yeah.
Of course, a ridge of mountains or something could be called, like, we think of a ridge here as... just a rise in the ground, see?
Yeah.
We call that a ridge. And of course in the hills, you get in the hills, it'd be like over in Monticello, I would, you know, my way of thinking would be more like hills over around through that part of the country, Selma.
Yeah.
And on up through there, of course.
Selma,
and,
yeah.
Across it, and on up, you know. And
well,
of course you get in the mountains, you know. But a ridge is just a rising, it's just a rise in the contour of the ground, you know, like, and it'll fall off maybe in the bottom.
Yeah. In the bottom.
Mostly around in this part of this delta country down here along this Mississippi, it's just a series of ridges is what it is.
Yeah.
Probably made by the Mississippi River, you know, over a period of time. I mean,
yeah, that's what they tell me. Old bayou will fill up. Now, what about water places around here? You know, where water will run. Of course, you got the Mississippi, but things smaller than that flowing into it.
You got these government drainage ditches now, where they what they call boggy. Boggy was always there, you know, and it was a drainage for this side of the levee.
Boggy bayou.
Huh. And it's always been a drainage for this side of the levee, but they went in there and dredged it out all back, it's been years and years and years, you know, back before I was born, I imagine.
Yeah.
And they cut it on through, and they run it, all those bayous mostly run into this Chico Lake down around Lake Village.
Right.
And I've been all up and down all of them, you know.
Well, now that would be a natural stream, right? And then just
boggy wood.
Yeah.
Now 43 Canal out here, they dug